freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Phones are going crazy. We're going to get to the calls here in moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Man with Chicken Off, hour number two. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there at the top of the right side of the website. You can't miss it. They're absolutely free, so be sure you check it out. At Free Talk Live.
They're on the first page, right?
Right there, yeah.
Like, we don't hide the archives.
No.
We don't even make it work for them.
No.
You can go there and download them for free.
You can even grab the podcast version as
and
well.
And the archives come to you.
And we would appreciate your vote. We're
Free Talk Live delivers.
There you go.
What do you think? That's our new slogan.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah, you can vote for Free Talk Live. There's little vote for FTL links on the site, so be sure you go and do that for us as well.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime because nothing else is working. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Let's talk to Terry in West Virginia, the show you can take control of. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
What's happening?
I caught some of the show earlier that talked about the immigrant issue, and I wanted to throw in my two cents that I think that the worst abusers of the system aren't really immigrants, because I come from West Virginia, and this is the worst state on earth for everybody being on the government take.
Mm.
And I think the rednecks are, you know, your guys' favorite. The rednecks are probably the worst abusers. I'm a doctor in this state, and these people would come in, and they're like on a different planet on some. They expect the government to pay for everything for them, no questions asked, no self-responsibility, and it just got me thinking, like when you guys were talking, I just got irritated that basically I think a lot of people don't realize that it's kind of a big scam being played on people, that there's this emergency sense that there's poor people that are just absolutely broke and living in the streets. And you know, nobody's really poor in this country.
No, you're right about that.
People will come in, and if they got two brain cells, they can get on welfare. They got food stamps. They get their house paid for by HUD. They get on disability, SSI, Medicare, Medicaid. And
here
I mean,
is the greatest, here, I agree with you completely, Terry. And here's the best, most persuasive thing to, you know, that proves that poor people in America really aren't poor. If you just compare what it's like to be poor in America today with what it was like to be rich 100 years ago, I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
The poor people today live lavish lives compared to especially compared to poor people 100 years ago.
Poor people only have one car.
Only three TVs and four people
and
in households.
They don't have enough cell phone minutes, really. I'm getting concerned because, I mean, I just don't see how this can keep going.
You mean the welfare?
I went to school to become a doctor, worked, had a great practice, and I just got sick of the government getting involved in every corner of my health care and dealing with people like this that expect you to be a high-priced waiter. You know,
Did you quit? Are you no longer a doctor?
I sold my practice to another doctor that wanted to deal with the problems, and believe it or not, I got into investing like in real estate and things like that, and it's so much easier.
More millionaires are made by investing in real estate than any other way.
I'm sad that I went to school for 10 years, but I'm sorry, I'm sick
of
the
sad
the
thing
government.
Is, Terry, you went to school to help people. You wanted to help people to be being a doctor, right? It's not just you wanted to make money, you wanted to help people.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to help people, but it's not like that.
The red tape just took it all away, took all the fun out of it.
That's
Let me ask you, Terry, in your practice, how many hours a day did you personally spend doing paperwork?
I would say half the time, at least.
The doctor, and you spent half of your day doing paperwork?
At least.
Did you also have some office staff doing paperwork as well?
Yeah, but it was at the time where all these new HIPAA laws were coming in, and they scared the hell out of every doctor around.
Yeah.
And you'd go to jail, and it was,
It doesn't make sense.
Didn't you guys get it that they can basically, if I make a mistake on my paperwork, I go to jail. If you make a mistake, yeah, that's no big deal
right. For
most people.
Somebody calls us a dumbass.
It's like, you know, you're on pins and needles walking around all paranoid, and it's ridiculous.
I can't concentrate
on my job.
It is amazing to me that anybody gets into the healthcare profession these days. And it's getting worse.
I hope anybody listening in healthcare really reconsiders, because it is, you know, like you guys were saying, all the immigrants are coming in and taking the jobs, and they're the only ones that'll do it now. I mean, you know, I have a lot of good friends that are immigrate in, and they think it's going to be all easy, and you know, this some Marcus Welby sort of thing. And
well, Terry, we're hoping to go to New Hampshire and open up the healthcare market there, deregulate.
Yeah, if we deregulate it, I'll go. Absolutely. Yeah. But,
I think everybody in New Hampshire is going to want that, because we're going to want to have the healthy. It already is actually the healthiest state in the nation.
Really?
You just got to get the federal stuff out. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's
how
what we're
going
to be working on. Absolutely.
And it's such a gambit, too, because the AMA passes these laws and helps do all this HIPAA stuff and makes you compliant. And then they sell you all the seminars and books and all the stuff you have to be compliant with.
Yeah, I've read some things about the AMA.
They scare the hell out of people.
I have read some things about the AMA. They're basically
so dirty.
Tied right in with the government. In a unrestricted market, you wouldn't necessarily have to be a doctor to perform certain tasks on people. You might just be somebody that does open wound work.
It may not be a very good idea to go to them, but you know, it would be an open market.
I wouldn't trust. I mean, I'm on the inside, and I wouldn't trust anything coming out of there, because it's all a good old boy network where they scratch each other's backs. And,
the AMA,
you
mean?
Basically, yeah, it's just an organization of private doctors. Not that my MDs are bad guys or anything like that. But it's a political organization. I mean, you tell me what
they're there to help themselves,
what they need
not
lobbyists
help.
For.
They're there to help themselves, not
healthcare.
The people.
How do you have health care and you have lobbyists? You know?
Terry, great call. Thank you for checking in, and give us a call again sometime.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Terry. 1-800-259-9231. Always, whenever I talk to healthcare providers, I always ask them how much of their day was spent doing paperwork. That's really just the most telling thing.
You know, this show never ceases to amaze me. We just had a doctor call in and talk about how HIPAA regulations put him out of business. He would rather buy and sell real estate than deal with the government. I mean, a doctor, a guy who went to school for 10 years, this show
10 years.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Let's go to Rusty in Montreal.
Speaking
Rusty,
of somebody calling from a place where there's bad health care.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, actually, you're wrong, guys. The health care here is actually not bad. General service, you don't pay for it. I was shocked.
I shouldn't say bad. I should say have to wait for forever to even get at all.
Hey, my owner of the company, wife just had a baby. He didn't have to wait at all. In the bigger city,
well, when you're rich,
it's okay. Now, I'm letting you know, in Saskatchewan and way out there in the way back, it's a whole other ball game. But, like, I'm in Montreal, and the people I know in Toronto, everyone's given a basic care. Now, you don't pay, you pay like 90% what you pay for in states for medicals. You have to set an appointment for doctor care, but you can go. It's not that bad. Now,
wait. What did you say
end,
about the 90%?
Now, let me give you an example. Like,
what did you say about the 90%?
Well, 90% of pharmaceutical costs. They pay 90% less because they've got that, where they negotiate with all the American pharmaceuticals. I'm just telling you straight. I was shocked. Now, they don't have a quality care, let's say my father, where he had home nursing, he had custom wheelchairs sent to him and so forth, but they get basic care. In the bigger cities, it's okay. Out in Saskatchewan it's bad news.
What you're saying is, Rusty, the bigger cities have more political clout, so they get to tax everybody else in the smaller cities. And
exactly. It's like tax service in the U.S., where all the taxes come from the city and they go to the suburbs.
So, Rusty, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to ask you guys about the draft. My niece and my nephew, they're professional career army. They were in Bosnia, they're in Iraq, and they did only 2 years in Iraq right now because they're career soldiers. Okay? They only did.
So what's your question, Rusty?
Rusty, hold on just 1 second.
Rusty, hang on.
We'll bring you back.
Okay. All right. 1-800-259-9231. He wants to know something about the draft. Maybe if we think it's going to happen, we'll find out. I think it seems to be inevitable if we're continuing to do what we're doing. We'll get into that, though. And Gene is hanging on very patient. We're going to get to you, Gene, and your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite.
Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to
Bites. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We actually just got a Shrine submission tonight from somebody else who actually looks legitimate. So we've had two submissions today, which is excellent. One of them questionable. The other one,
questionable.
Not really.
It wasn't even questionable.
Yeah, you're right.
It was fake.
It was blatantly fake. But the second one was really cool. We'll tell you about her tomorrow once I put her on the site. Anyway, speaking of... Well, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rusty in Montreal. Rusty, you wanted to ask something about the draft.
Yeah, okay. Well, what my niece was telling me, she's an Arabic translator in the U.S. military. My nephew is what I call a professional bullet catcher. He's one of those soldiers, special forces types, right?
Okay.
And I want to ask you, you guys are young. You're in the prime age. They're going to figure out a hook to bring back the draft. Are you guys prepared to either vacate the country or very strong political action, because I think the draft is going to galvanize this somewhat apolitical young population. And as you three are young guys in the fruits of your loins, so to speak, what are you guys prepared to do?
I'll tell you.
Not a matter of if, but when.
I'll tell you, I'm huge and flat-footed, so I've got no hope of ever going to the military.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem for me. But I'll tell you,
the draft
comes around, I will be one of the first people to just start inciting and helping people gather to do whatever to stop the draft.
Rusty,
okay.
I believe going over there will have such severe health repercussions because of depleted uranium that it's just not worth going over there. I'll take your year in jail.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think they cut out the hook on Canada as amnesty. Now, the only place I know you can go where they will consciousness eject you now is Europe, because they're so against the
strength. I'm not going to get on an airplane and fly out of here. I think that I'm with Johnson. I think we need to stand up and say no to this and take whatever consequences may come as a result of it. And I got to say, to be fair, though, Johnson, they're not necessarily going to avoid you because you're flat-footed.
No.
They're going to have... Rusty, hang on, dude. Rusty, you need to
hold with the talk.
Take it easy, man.
There's a concept in talk radio called talk over, where you wait for the other person to finish speaking.
We talk, then we pause, then you go, Rusty. Okay, here's what I have to say to you and Johnson. What they're going to do is they're not going to bring it back and call it the draft. We know that much by now. They're going to bring it back and call it national service.
Well, that's what Rusty said. That's what Rusty said.
Right? Got it. But what I worry about is, are the young people you know ready? Because remember, the draft now is women. Have you heard that one?
They've been talking about that, yeah.
I think they're going to get a lot of women who want to sign up, or they're not going to get a lot of people. If the draft were to be enacted, our generation, first of all, I think it would be the 60s all over again. The difference being, our generation, a lot angrier.
And we have the internet, which is another important...
We have the internet, we're a lot angrier, and I don't think that our generation would take it nearly as much. We're not going to be the type of generation that sits around, listens to music, and does a lot of drugs, and goes, we're changing the world. We're the type of generation that's going to break stuff.
Yeah, but what I worry about is they will use the women, from what my niece was telling me, in support services, primarily. Support services. The key to the women, now, the women can be pilots up in the air. They got just as fast as hand-eye coordination as men, but I think what she's telling me is what they see women being drafted for is support services.
Behind-the-scenes work, that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. Right. So much.
Well, that's why it's going to be part of the the national service. So if you're not, if you're not cut out for serving on the front lines, then they will have you be serving here in the United States, packing boxes and sending them.
The other major draft, from what I hear, is that they're going to be drafting much older people. And I guess I wouldn't be exempted from the draft because the type of people that they want are computer users.
Rusty, we got to run, man. Final thoughts.
Okay, peace, guys.
Thanks for the call, as always.
I hope you guys plan in advance for this.
We're ready.
I just missed it. Well,
we're watching.
Plan in advance and watch for the events that will give them justification. It may be a Gulf of Tonkin event.
I'm sure you'll keep us on top of it, Rusty. Thanks,
dude.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I talked to you guys before about... being a Christian anarchist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I invented that term. I thought it's something unique. But I went to google.com and I typed in Christian anarchist, and a whole bunch of hits came up. So I'm not original. There's
there's definitely a Christian anarchy movement.
At least it means you're not alone, Gene.
Yeah, and there's actually a French guy, I guess. He's an author. And in about the... I think it was the 70s or 80s, he wrote a book about Christian anarchy. So,
So what's on your mind, Gene?
Well, I just wanted to clear that up and get people that want to join the Christian anarchy movement to do some research online, and there's plenty of data that they can read.
I know that Tracy, we got a guy named Tracy that calls in from South Dakota. I know for a fact that he's a Christian anarchist as well. So you're not even the only Christian anarchist that calls the show, Gene.
Well, boy, I never knew of any until I thought I invented the term, and now I'm running into some.
I almost want to suggest you should go to meetup.com and see if there are any Christian anarchists meeting in the area.
Probably not a bad idea.
Meetup.com.
Haven't been there, but I'll have to try that.
Well, Gene, we're glad you're out there listening, and be sure to chime in any time that we need some input from Christian / anarchists.
I have to do podcasting now because I don't have a way to stream you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I can stream you, but not while I'm working. I'm always out moving around and
well,
stuff.
Well, it's we love the podcast listeners, so we're glad you're out there listening, period, Gene. That's what's important, that you are listening. So thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231.
You know, the GCN, the lower quality GCN stream, I bet if you had a decent enough cell phone, right, and you had one of those cell phone PDAs or something like that, that you could probably actually listen to the 8 kilobit stream on a phone that had audio. You could probably listen to it. It would probably stream over that.
Probably most people connection. Don't have any idea how to do
I
that.
I have no
though.
Idea what you're talking about. Yeah, I would be most people.
Yeah, and I don't think most people, even...
And we're sure not
I'm just saying you can pick up the stream on your cell phone. And, you know, cell phones have internet now.
Not
very many of them.
Technical hour
yeah.
here.
Actually, that's not true, actually. Most cell phones, even on my cell phone, I've got, like, a two-year-old singular phone.
Seriously, though, it costs a lot of money, though, right?
No,
I mean, per minute, it costs quite a bit.
No, it costs... It's free.
Really?
Yeah, data connections are all free now.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. It costs the only thing extra the internet costs me is I think $3.95 a month to just have the internet service.
Don't you have to pay by the kilobyte or something
no.
like that?
No, wow. it's just data. I mean, your voice data is data.
Sure, they've come a long way though because it used to be pay by the kilobyte.
Oh yeah, it used to be, but that was like 5 years ago. I mean, that was a long time.
I thought it was like about 2 years ago. No. But anyway, 1-800-259-9231. Let's get back to the immigration email from Cal. Subject line.
This has been, we've been doing this for 45 minutes.
Subject line, more idiot.
Kneel before Zod.
More idiot talk show hosts. He says, if you clowns would read police reports, it would be clear what cultures hurt the U.S. most.
Honk.
In addition, her country does not allow Mexicans, he's talking about his wife, his Central American girlfriend. He claims that her country does not allow Mexicans to inhabit their land. This bias goes back 1,200 years to when the filthy Aztecs would rape women and steal the men for human sacrifice.
Are you saying that the Norwegians didn't do this?
Are you saying that all Mexicans are filthy and they rape women and
human
sacrifice
is
people?
That's right,
that.
They eat
Come
the hearts
on,
of
Cal.
Foreigners.
Please, 1-800-259-9231. We still want you to call in, Cal. We'd love to talk to you. This is your show, Free Talk Live. More coming up, your calls as well. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And too many obscure Superman records.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. And again, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Get the live streaming. We've got the broadband version. We've got the not-so-broadband version, so everybody can listen in completely free of charge at freetalklive.com. So, again, check that out. We're still dissecting Cal's email here. More idiot talk show host. He's talking about our comments on immigration.
Yeah, he's
a racist.
That the Mexicans want to come across the border and
he hates Mexicans. Now, he doesn't hate all brown people because he has a Central American girlfriend. So if you're from Central America, in Cal's book, you're all right. So it's not a color thing with him.
You know, Mexico's a big country that encompasses a lot of people, different ethnic varieties there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just the Aztecas that inhabit Mexico. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mexico's
and there's
very
probably
large.
Some Aztecas in, Nicaragua, mm-hmm. and Honduras, and El Salvador. I don't think that these
whole lines
that a bunch of white people drew later on have anything to do really with the inhabitants of these nations.
Even though he claims
this is just good old fashioned racism. Sorry.
Even though he claims that the Central American country that his girlfriend comes from doesn't allow Mexicans in there, I'd be willing to bet, like you were saying, there's probably strains of Mexican blood in the individuals that live in that country. Anyway, going on here, he says that when a Mexican moves into Central American countries in general, the comment goes out, "What are they up to?" Oh yeah, I'm sure you know that. Sure, you've lived there, Cal. That is the educated perception of the Mexican invader. El Salvador knows this well, since Mexicans helped kill so many people. Then Mexico became a haven for the murderers. How about all the white people that killed people? How about Christopher Columbus? How about all the other people that came to the United States?
How about our government during the elected Sandinistas in Nicaragua? We didn't like who got elected in Nicaragua. We went and started a revolution.
Sure. How about our government killing the Indians in this country?
I'm sorry, killing not just wrapped up with the Mexicans.
Yeah, Mexicans aren't the only group that killed people.
You're just a racist, Cal.
Yeah, you're just a scumbag, Cal. And you're welcome to call in and defend your position at 1-800-259.
Yeah,
you're right. That's why he emailed. El Salvador knows blah, 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 blah. You idiots are way out of your league and should at least shut up about uninformed subjects.
Bing bong. Shut up about uninformed subjects. Mm. The subject itself is apparently uninformed.
He's just typing quickly.
Out of our league.
No, you know what? I think what he's saying is we need to stop talking about him because he is an uninformed subject.
Cal, haven't you ever listened to any other talk radio show? We're way out of our league? No. I'd say the rest of the talk radio business is way out of the league, because they're the ones that are idiots. They're the ones that just don't get it. They're the ones that back up one political party, whatever they say goes. It's the Republicans or it's the Democrats, one side or the other.
Freedom doesn't matter.
Yeah, freedom not even an issue. It's just partisan hackery. And, Cal, sorry, we disagree. But thanks for the email, 1-800-259-9231. And kind of as a follow-up to something that we were discussing over the weekend, and I know that you had some things that you wanted to comment on as well, Johnson, but United States and Iraqi forces are holding a record 17,000 men and women, most without being formally charged,
and with those in Iraqi-controlled jails living in often deplorable conditions, said U.S. and Iraqi officials. That's the only part of this that I want to even mention. It's an article about these people that are being held without being formally charged. And it brings me back to the claim, Manwich, that you made recently about Bush not being crazy or evil. Okay, because I think he's one or the other. He's either totally just psychotic or like plotting and evil. And I know that you have a pretty intense position on this one, Johnson, as well. I mean, and I think this is just another piece of evidence that shows what George Bush wants for America. Because if he's willing to do it to people in another country, hold 17,000 men and women, most of them without being without charges, he's willing to do it here. In fact, he's already started to do it here.
He is willing to do it. I don't have any doubt in my mind that George Bush is willing to suspend the Constitution. But he's willing to suspend the Constitution in order to, you know, quote-unquote, regain order or, you know, maintain safety, those kind of things.
It's now, all a cover story, man.
Here's my general thought on the thing, on the issue. Is, you know, you say I have a strong position. I guess I believe that he's evil strongly. Now, here's why. Because I can't believe that the man's an idiot. You know, a lot of people want to say that he's dumb, that he's just a total moron.
Right.
And I believe that...
But they say it on one side.
I believe the opposite. The man is quite brilliant, and I think he's very, very manipulative. And in the fact that he knows, and I think he is very well aware of the fact that he's being manipulative. Very aware of it. And uses manipulation in order to win votes and to hornswoggle the American people. And anyone who does that, evil. Clinton, evil. Bush, evil. George Bush Sr., evil.
Yeah, you know? I don't care what you're...
If you are a politician who is willfully deceiving your constituency, you are a bad person.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter what... You know, man, which you're kind
now
of
people willfully,
filtering his intention.
Willfully deceive their children all the time. I mean, willful deception
not
does not make people evil.
We're not his children.
But people do it all the time because they love somebody. I'm just making the example.
You're not locking 17,000 people up with no charges because you love them.
He's not giving all us gifts and telling us it came from Santa Claus.
You're not kicking down people's
bombs.
You're not kicking down people's doors in the middle of the night for a no-knock raid because you love them and you want to protect them. You're doing it because you're an evil dictator, you're a wannabe tyrant, and you're scum, you're trash, and you've managed to hornswoggle the American people into electing you.
I guess I'm taking the blue pill then.
If I leave a tooth under my pillow, will the irradiated uranium fairy come and visit me?
I just think it's disgusting, and it's just one more example of what this man, George Bush, would like to see happen here. If he could get away with locking up thousands of Americans to keep us safe and not have to charge them with anything, he would.
They're doing that now. They're called nonviolent drug offenders.
Well, they're getting charged with something. I mean, okay, the charges are bunk. The charges are BS. The laws
are... Well, they're slowly just making up new charges all the time. They're adding more and more crimes.
Okay. You're right about that.
I wrote a science fiction story about zombies. Lock me away.
Oh, man. We'll definitely keep you updated on his situation. Right now, he's in jail because he violated his probation. The kid from Kentucky that wrote the zombie story. This country is going insane.
I have a totally different can of worms that I'd love to open up, or should I say, reopen.
Well, crack it open right now
from Saturday Night Show.
You better crack it right now, because we'll get to it.
And that's the FCC. Since we're talking about freedom issues, and you knew I wasn't going to let you get away. I see you smirking over there.
Yeah, he was hoping you'd forget about it.
I'm not going to forget about your more anti-freedom awfulness.
You're twisted.
Totally awful. I cannot let that go. I have to have my Jesus.
All right, so
do it. Okay, so here it is.
Why don't you call when we have these issues?
I wasted it. And I was screaming into the IM at Ian, like, I wasted my call. So anyway, my whole theory on the thing is that, you know, you were saying that, if radio is made to be no FCC, Clear Channel will take over everything.
Well,
right?
I only said that if the plan that Ian had been implemented, which was in fact like a homesteading thing, where
okay.
You know, they set up real estate on the dial and, you know, kind of sell their.
You said that would happen. Period. If the FCC was ended, you said the Clear Channel just buy everybody out.
Well, I have thought.
No.
Coming back with more of this, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can interrupt and bring up anything you want.
This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's Egan here with you and join us on... Oh, and you guys too.
Jackass. You were incredible.
And Johnson!
And I just want to get all this out because I know things are about to blow up here on the air. So, yeah, go to the website, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, hundreds of users. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. Seriously. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. I think we're only about 100 or so members away from the 33% mark, which is that's a good milestone. So join sooner rather than later and get us to that 33% at freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the FCC, and Johnson, you had some comments for Manwich, because the other night, yep, Manwich was all about keeping the FCC, and I was trying to argue for the abolishment of the FCC, so go for it.
Okay, so here's the deal. Say we have the homesteading plan, right? We handle property, we handle frequencies like we handle property, which basically they should be, generally. Okay. And you think that Clear Channel will take over, right?
I think they will
because they've got the most money currently, right?
Sure. Okay. And they wouldn't be regulated in this case, and currently under the current situation,
right?
the licenses are like real estate,
okay.
And we trade them back and
mm-hmm.
forth, and people sell them for, you know, money or whatever. And Clear Channel has bought up about, let's see, whatever 16 out of 8,000 is, less than a quarter, you know, a fifth.
But there'd still be a few little spaces for other radio stations here and there. I mean, granted, they'd probably be small, you know, right?
At some point or another, yeah.
Okay, right.
So I'm only claiming that Clear Channel owns 90%
of it. Okay, so if Clear Channel dominates the market and they've got, you know, all these stations and whatnot, let it happen. What's wrong? Do you hate Walmart, too?
I don't hate Walmart, no.
Okay, so why do you hate Clear Channel?
Clear Channel puts out a bland, awful vanilla product.
So Clear Channel stations are considering adding our show, Manwich. You talking about on their music stations?
I'm talking about music.
Yeah, wait, where did you guys start?
Clear Channel.
Oh.
I don't like the music. I don't like the music stations.
So what? So what? Are you the majority?
So I get to control the FCC.
You need to control everyone else's freedom? Let it go. So what?
Somebody likes what they play.
Get an MP3 player.
I'm tired of talking to you people.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, what's the problem? Why? I mean, really, you're saying I've got a problem with freedom because I don't like the content that this company puts out. I mean, really, that's what you're saying.
I don't like the idea that the media would be controlled by one conglomerate.
They wouldn't
either.
Be controlled by one conglomerate, because what would happen is if they really weren't all that popular, a market would spring up for stuff that you and people like you would want to listen to.
People wouldn't sell. Those radio stations that you're claiming that would sell out to Clear Channel would not, if they perceived that market to exist.
And in fact, what would happen is if Clear Channel went out and bought all these other stations, right, and just spread themselves out like you think that they will have overextended themselves. And probably because of the freedom that has suddenly been introduced in the market, they will have destroyed themselves.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This is a point that I didn't get to bring up the other night about Clear Channel. One of the things that I always kind of thought about Clear Channel was that they were on the right side of the spectrum. You know, they support Rush, you know, they're Rush Limbaugh, and they have, they only support the Republicans. Well, it turns out Clear Channel's really all about making money, because Clear Channel stations at the beginning of this year, they flipped about 30, maybe as many as 50 of their traditional conservative talkers, flipped them to Air America programming. Now, they did that because they want to make money, and they perceived that in a market like Seattle or San Diego or et cetera, they could make money off of doing that.
Because you have to please people in order to
now, here's
have
the
a decent product.
Here's the real catch. As far as the music issue is concerned, Manwich, there is a Clear Channel station that I learned about recently that has gone to a independent format. It is music that is not heard in the top 40 charts. It's a new format for a Clear Channel station. And they did it, obviously, because people were demanding it. It's in one of the more major markets, but the point is, they did it. It
what
hasn't
about,
spread, but it's
I
there.
Am dying to hear an all... And I know there's probably going to be a lot of people out there going to be like, what? An all-electronic music station? I mean, you would think that there would be a market for it. I know so many people...
80s are over, man. Yeah.
No, not 80s music. I'm talking about, like, rave, dance, electronic
techno.
Music. Techno. Techno, yeah.
Talking about Yaz?
Hmm?
You're not talking about Yaz or...
Yaz.
The synthesizer music?
No, sorry. Maybe there might be some of that, you know, like the old school show or the old school hour. But
here's
you know.
My concern. What about Clear Channel and not having any jocks in the studio? You know,
if,
I mean,
if the
in
market
most
is
markets,
demanding it,
in most markets, there are no jocks in the studio. There is no emergency
jock.
Broadcast system
I'm
going
a,
on
because of the market.
I'm a former music jock, and so if anybody can comment on this one, I can. When I saw the automation system coming in, because I was in the music radio business when we changed from CDs to computers, and when I saw that computer come in, when I heard about this new computer system coming in, I knew it was going to mean job cuts. And sure enough, I mean, it basically means that Clear Channel could cut all of the overnight people almost immediately and replace them with voice trackers, and that's what they did. And then they've since cut even more and even more. And yes, you're right, that means that there's not going to be somebody there when a tornado comes down. As a result, if the market is demanding live jocks, they'll bring them back. They had
right.
to do it in Tampa.
Right.
They did it in Tampa, because in Tampa, the rock station up there was going like all voice track. They were all fake jocks up there. And then people started complaining about it. So what'd they do? They brought back they even brought back live weekend jocks on that station.
You have to admit, though, for the most part, that as far as radio is concerned and having the live jock there, that for the most part, It's just quaint. Yeah. I mean, as it's far just as a quaint thing to have a
job. It bothers me because I was
a
job.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
And I like having live personalities. But if most people don't feel that way, if most people don't know the difference, then they'll get away with it. And all they really need is just their news station, and then they just need somebody there to flip the feeds to the news station if something terrible happens, which is what they do, and you've got the coverage that's necessary. Anyway, more coming up. Free Talk Live, your show. Take control, 800-259-9231.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Yes, the final moments of the program, just enough time for maybe your call, if you want to make it. Otherwise, we'll keep bantering on here for a few more moments. We do this, by the way, six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We also have our live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan
Johnson.
You guys quit puking like that last caller.
Last caller.
And Manwich. Well, the one guy's name was Puke.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we were talking about radio pukers during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You're listening to the Morning Show. Hey.
Coming back, we'll tell you about the latest of Britney Spears. She's married now, and we're going to come back and tell you that she's having a baby.
Had a fling with that dancer, Kevin Federline.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would. I used to do music radio, and I would never be able to, even if I was still in music radio, I can't imagine a paycheck would make me want to get into top 40.
This is our Bobo in the chicken.
Morning show radio is even worse. Oh, man.
I wish I had my bike horn here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, which you get to bring something up now.
Okay.
It's your turn. We'll give you the last few moments.
What I got? 2 minutes here? Washington, the Environmental Protection Agency, on Friday canceled a controversial study using children to measure the effect of pesticides after Democrats said they would block Senate confirmation of the agency's new head. Stephen Johnson, as EPA's acting administrator, ordered an end to the planned study, a reversal of the agency's position just a day earlier when it said it would await the advice of outside scientific experts. The aim of the study, Johnson said, was to fill data gaps in children's exposure to household pesticides and chemicals. He was suspended last November after ethical questions were raised by scientists within the EPA and by environmentalists. Over the study's 2 years, EPA had planned to give $970 plus a camcorder and children's clothes to each of the families of 60 children in Florida, in which the critics of the study noticed were low-income minority neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Basically, the EPA was going to test pesticides on poor kids.
And for real?
For real! That's what I'm telling you, right here. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I just, it's mind-boggling to me.
It's baffling. The EPA has also agreed to accept, this is
what the government. What some people will do for $900.
We're here to help you.
They'll elect George Bush. I mean,
we're going to poison your kids, and I hope $1,000 makes it okay, right. Plus this camcorder.
Wasn't it a $600 check originally?
It's called the Children's Health Environmental Exposure Research Study.
Were they going to pick up the tab for the medical bills?
Oh, man.
No, just $970.
And what was it? And a DVD player or something?
A camcorder.
So you can record them dying.
Watch them writhing on the floor
right. From
the raid. Oh,
wow.
My God. It's crazy.
But
it's,
that one was stopped, is what you're saying.
They didn't get away with that. Yeah.
who stopped it? Congress?
Apparently the Democrats in the Senate.
Well, they actually deserve some applause for that one.
Right?
But then the problem is the Democrats are the ones who came up with the EPA in the first place, right?
Well, they just want the study. They want a different kind of study, I'm sure.
See, here's what happens. I mean, you, the Democrats, have come up with the EPA as a concept to protect the environment. And as a result, your program is offering poor people, the people that you claim to care about, money to hurt their children. 1-800-259-9231. You can't use that number anymore. Yeah. We're done.
You got off light, Manwich. You got off light.
It's Benny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you right here again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired of...